people start lining up early. The monthly distribution of food rations by the UN's World Food Program is not a day they would miss. The country's food crisis affects not just those uprooted by the conflict. Displaced or not, everybody who is hungry comes. As the hours pass, the line grows and tensions rise. Soldiers deployed by the African Union mission to the Central African Republic keep the crowds in line. Madeleine Kim Mbusa is among those waiting. She and her family of six children fled their village several weeks ago.
The Seleka killed my whole family. My aunts are gone. I couldn't stay there. That's why I came to Bor.
Michel Surube is a father of eight. He too has no means to feed his family.
Many things have happened during this crisis. I won't name them all. There's a food crisis. My family and I fled into the bush. I visited them. Some are sick.
Finally, the wait is over. Madeleine's name is called, and she makes her way to the food distribution area. Her rations consist of a 50-kilogram sack of rice, 10 kilos of beans, 2 liters of cooking oil, and 15 packets of nutritional supplements. Just as she is about to leave, Madeleine realizes one of her bags is missing. But with the help of other women, she quickly nabs the thief. Madeleine gets her bag of beans back, but her relief is short-lived. Now, her bottle of cooking oil has been stolen. But Edwige Sanikpi helps Madeleine identify this thief, too.
It's a war here. Men rob us, they don't want us to share, and we women are always the losers.
After a very long and difficult day, Madeleine arrives home with all her rations.
I'm really pleased. If I had this earlier, my children wouldn't have suffered. But I'm happy. I must say, this is my lucky day.
Madeleine says she hopes she'll be able to feed her family for another month. For reporter Bagasi Kura, this is Marcus Harton, Voice of America News, Washington.